Let's Bez Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Zvi, and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Yedalad. We are at the Mishnah at the bottom of Yigim Lamed Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hakora She'amru. This that we said earlier, that a Korah could be Matir, a Mavo Yisasim. So a Korah. AJ's coming in from Israel. That's so exciting. Amazing. AJ. Great to almost see you. Hakora she'amru. The beam, the korah that was said, we've quoted this halacha before. Hakora she'amru rechava kedei lekabel ariach. So it has to be wide enough in order to put a tefach and a half brick on it. The korah itself only has to be a tefach. That's considered to be wide enough to take a ariach, which is v'ariach chatzi levein l'shel shoshet tefachim. An ariach is a half a brick of three tefachim, so it's a tefach and a half. Daya l'kor she'rechava tefach kedei l'kabel ariach l'rachbo. The korah itself only has to be a tefach, so that a tefach and a half brick could be on its width. The Gemara is going to talk about this a little bit. Rechava kedei l'kabel ariach ubriach kedei l'kabel ariach. It's got to be wide enough to accept a brick, and also strong enough to hold a brick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rechava afal bi she'ein bria. Now, as long as it's wide enough, it doesn't have to be so strong. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. We don't follow that opinion. Ha'isa shel kash v'shel kanim. If the korah is made out of something really wimpy, like straw, or reeds, rona sakilu shel mateches. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if it's not so strong, we view it as if it was metal, and it's kosher, even if it's made out of straw, as long as it's a tefach wide. We don't follow that opinion. Akuma. Let's say if it was in the shape, the korah goes straight, then it goes around and then straight. You have it, you have a korah with like a loop in the middle of it. It's bent in the middle. So in such a case, the actual brick probably couldn't stick in there. It's going to fall off. We don't care. We view it as if it would be straight. We're going to see, as long as it doesn't go over 20 amos, we'll see. But as long as it's within the 20 amos, we view it as if it's straight. Agula, if it's round, if the beam is round, so again, a brick wouldn't be able to stand on it, it's round. Rono sakilhi murabas, no problem. We view it as if it's a square. Because the whole thing's about a heker, so as long as it's there, as long as it's a tefach. Ah! Now we're going to talk about a lot of math. All you math, though, all you math fans, all you pi fans. So this daf talks all about pi, 3.14, right? Pi r squared, right? We're familiar with pi r squared. How you get the shetach? What do we call that? the word ran out of my head. But there's
the area.
Thank you. The area of an area is pi r squared of a circle. Thank you. Oh, someone just learned math recently. The area of a circle is pi times the radius squared. The radius is half the diameter, right? But the Gemara is going to have a formula that roughly the circumference of a circle is three times the diameter. We know it's really 3.14, which is the Rambam calls 3 1/7. That's pi is 3.14. So the area is pi r squared, but the circumference is pi. Pi times the diameter, or 3.14. The Gemara is going to roughly call that 3. The Rambam in Perashat Mishnah says 3 1/7. 3 1/7 is very close, 3.14. 0.14, it's almost, it's 3 1/7 and a little bit more. I don't know, somebody wants, you can memorize the numbers of pi up until, I don't know. A lot. When I was a kid, I once memorized like 50 digits of pi, but I have no idea. I don't remember it anymore. It's not exactly. I needed to make room in my head for other things. Okay. So, kol sheyesh be'kefo. Now, so the question is, if you have a round korah, trivia question. So where does pi come up in Shas? If you have a round korah and you want to know that the diameter is a tefach, how do you measure it? So the Gemara says, if the diameter of the korah is three tefachim, if the circumference is three tefachim, so the diameter is one tefach. It's not exactly that. The circumference has to be 3 1/4 and a little more than that. than the average. But the Gemara sort of rounds it off. Kol sheyesh be'akefo shlosh tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. The Mishnah gives you a mathematical lesson. Fine. Says the Gemara, tefach, tefach u'mechzabai. If you have to hold an ariach, it's a tefach and a half, so why is one tefach enough? Answers the Gemara, kevin derochav l'kabel tefach. Once it is wide enough for a tefach, idach chati tefach, malbun lebetina mashu mehaygisa, u'mashu mehaygisa v'kaima. If you have one etzba on either side, for a sum total of a tefach and a half, since you could put clay, you could attach clay to it, or cement, and have a tefach and a half rest there, that's good enough. So says Rashi. Now, you don't actually have to put the clay on it. The Gemara doesn't mean that. But since it's possible, it's good enough. So says the Meiri. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch seems to say that way as well. That they hold that really you only need a tefach. They don't mention the cement at all. However, the Ritva seems to disagree. He thinks that you actually have to have the tit there so you could actually have the thing there. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Kora She'amru, Tzrich de Briak de Lekabel Ariach, Uma'amide Kora, the pegs that you're holding up the Kora with. That's what some say this means. Others say it means the walls of the Mavli itself. Two opinions in Rishonim. But the simple pshat, it means it's the pegs or the nails that are holding up the Korah. Einan Srichan Shiyu Berean Kedei Lekabel Korah Ve'Ariach. They don't actually have to be able to hold up the Korah and a brick. For Rav Chista, I know, Echad Zeh V'Chadzeh, Srichan Shiyu Berean Kedei Lekabel Korah Ve'Ariach. Rav Chista says, no, the pegs have to be able to hold up the Korah and the Ariach. Machlok is Yishonim, how do we paskin? The Rush writes in the name of the Marami Rutenberg, we should be lenient like Rabba Barav Huna, because it's a Suffolk Rabban. However, the Rambam and Hilcha Shabbos, Yud Zayin Yud Gimel, paskins to be Machmi like Rav Chista, that the pegs have to hold up the Korah and the Ariach. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions and does not Machria. However, the Mishnah Brura writes, we should be Machmi Lechatchila like the Rambam, that the pegs that hold up the Korah have to be strong enough to hold up a Korah and an Ariach. Let's continue. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hiniach Korah Gabe Mavoy. If you place the Korah on top of the Mavoy, Uparas Olea Machzelas, but then you drape on the Korah a mat so that it hangs down over the whole doorway. So you have a Mechitza, like your protection. Vigbiya Menakarka Shlosha. So if it goes all the way to the ground, since it's totally blocked, it's a wall. But you left it, you draped it, and it's above three tefachim off the ground. Says the Gemara, so you kerech mikan mikan, kore in kan, umechitze in kan. It's not a good korah because it's not nikar, and it's also not a good wall because it's more than three tefachim off the ground. And we pass in lahalach, it's a machlok, it's 2 days and a mishnah in sukkah. If you have a wall that goes down from top to bottom, 10 tefachim, but it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, so the goats, it's called gedayim bokimbo, the goats could go through such a wall. It's not, so you, if it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, so it's lovid, no problem, it's like a whole wall. But if it's more than, let's say it's 4 tefachim off the ground, it's a machlok, it's tanaim, tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says it's a good wall, we pass in tanakam, it's not a good wall. That's what the Gemara says over here. Korah ain't kan and mechitza ain't kan. So you left, you messed up on both sides. It's not a good Korah. Korah ain't kan, dami kasya. Because you covered it over with a mat, you can't see the actual beam. Mechitza ain't kan, dabali mechitza shagdayim bokimbo. The goats can get through it. And the mat itself doesn't have a heker of a Korah. Tan Rabbanan. Korah ayotza mikosel zeh. Let's say you have a Korah that goes out from one wall, but it doesn't reach the other wall. It's more than three tefachim away from the other one. Or two Koros, that one comes from one side and the other comes from the other side. But they don't touch. They're more than three tefachim away from each other in the middle. So, Pachos, Mishlosh, and Tzachlo, Vikar, Acheres. if it's within three of each other or within three of the wall, so you're good. You're lovered. Shloisha. If it's more than three, tzarech lavi korah acher. It's not good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, pachas me'arba. You may remember we had Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's shita. He holds lavered is four tvachim, not three tvachim. Ein tzarech lavi korah acher. But arba, tzarech lavi korah acher. You see, again, it's arba'ah. Arba'ah is tvachim. Arba would be amos. Arba'ah is tvachim. Because of the crazy Hebrew language, with the komatz hay, which is usually nekeva, here is zachar. Go figure. Arba'ah tzarech lavi korah acher. V'chein shtei koras hamasimos. Let's say you have two half a tefach koras that are mamish right next to each other. Each one's half a tefach. Machlokas rishonim, do they have to mamish be touching? V'chein shtei koras hamasimos. They're right next to each other. Lo bezuk de l'kabel ariach, v'lo bezuk de l'kabel ariach. Each one is a half a tefach. Im mikablos ariach l'rachbo tefach. If you could place an Ariach on them, they're close enough together that you could put an Ariach, a brick of one Tefach on them, then it's kosher. However, if together they're not a Tefach, Rabbi Shim Gamliel Omer, he disagrees. If they can hold a brick lengthwise, shlosha, meaning if they're within three tfachim, ain't tzarech lavi korah acheres. He says you don't have to bring another korah. You can leave them far apart as long as that there's less than three tfachim in between them. V'imlav, however, if they couldn't hold a three tefach brick, if there's more than three tefachim between them, tzarech lahavi korah acheres. You have to bring another one. So in this machlok is Tanakama Shim Gamliel. Kwen Tanakama sounds like only if they're touching each other. And Mordechai writes this way. And from Rashi, it sounds like only if they're touching each other, according to Tanakama. And they have a tefach. However, if they're not touching each other, even if there's a tiny drop between them, they don't combine because it's a heker. And if you don't have a tefach, there's no heker kvius. Others disagree. Says the Gemara, achas lamala v'achas lamata. Let's say you had half of the korah, a half a tefach high up, and a half a tefach lower down. But had they been at the same height, they'd be right next to each other. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi the Omer, Rowan, Esel, Yonah, Ki'ilu, Hilamata. We view them as if they're both side by side. That's a tachtona, Ki'ilu, Hilamala. So that right next to each other, consider right next to each other. Uvavad, Shalote, El Yonah, Lamala, Me'asim Amos. As long as the higher one is not higher than 20 Amos, or Vitachtona, Lamata, Me'asara. Less than 10 Tfach. You see it again, Asara is Lashon Zachar, Tefach. Less than 10 tvachim. Amar Abaye. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who said that we consider different levels. Savala kavua b'chadi, he holds like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, in one din. Upalagale b'chadi. Savala kavua b'chadi de islay rowan. He holds in this business that we view it as if they're next to each other, like we saw before. Like we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have a beam made out of straw, we view it as if it's metal. If you remember that from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said. But he argues on his father, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lamala Me'esrim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's above 20 amos, it's kosher, if you remember that. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Besoch Esrim in, Lamala Me'esrim, lo. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rechava, Afabi She'ena Bria. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's wide enough of a tefach, even though it's not strong enough to hold a brick, it's still kosher. Masnile, Rabbi Yehuda Lechia Barav, Kamei Derav. So Rabbi Yehuda was teaching this halacha to Chia Barav in front of Rav. We learned the other day that Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle on two sides. He called him Chavivi. So I guess he named the kid after his uncle because he had a kid named Chia. So Rav Yehuda Amor was a student of Rav, was teaching Chia Bar Rav in front of Rav. Rechav Alvishen and Beria, he held that if it was wide enough, even it wasn't strong enough. Amale. So Rav said to Rav Yehuda, no, don't teach him that way. Asnie Rechav Ubria. You need both of them. It's got to be wide enough and strong enough. Says the Gemara. Really? I'm Rabbi Loi, I'm a Rav, Rechav Arba, Avishain Abriya. Answer the Gemara, Rechav Arba Shaini. If it's four tefachim wide, then Rav would agree that even though it's not so strong, it's kosher. However, if it's less than four tefachim wide, it's only kosher if it's both, if it's also strong enough. Let's continue. Haisa Shokash. If it was made out of straw or reed, so we view it as if it was metal. My kamashbulan, damrin roin. So that we say we view it as if hainuach. It's the same thing as what he said before. We said before, right? The Mishnah said if it's rechava af b'she'en abriya. So what is the Mishnah adding over here? It said exactly the same thing twice, right? The Mishnah said rechava. It said over there rechava ubriya. Rabbi Yehuda said rechava af b'she'en abriya. Right. So what do you have to add with the example? You just told me the same thing. What are you adding with the example? And to go on, Ma'ud the same, Bimino Amrinan, Shalobin Alamin. You might think that you only say that if it's a Korah Shel Eitz, if it's made out of wood, but it's a lighter wood. So we view it as if it's the stronger wood. But something made out of Kash, straw, you could say we view it as if it's made out of wood. It's a different type. Maybe you would say you don't say Kamash Malan. They even say that. Akumaronos Akili Pshuta. If it's circular, we view it as if it's straight. Not round, but right, it goes straight, then it goes up in a curve, and then it goes straight. Says the Gemara Pshita. We already learned earlier that Rabbi Yehuda holds at a din of Rowan. Answer the Gemara, Kamash Malan, Kidderabi Zera. So this teaches us a chiddush like Rabbi Zeira. Dama Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Zeira said that if it's bent like a rainbow, he let's say the rainbow wasn't sticking up, it was sticking out, and it was outside the mavoi. The rainbow part, the curved part, is sticking outside the mavoi. He besoch esrim v'akmu misa l'malam esrim, or the korah was within 20 amos, but the circular part goes above 20 amos. He lamalam asara. Let's say the korah was above 10 tefachim, vakumisa lamatam asara. But the dip, the rainbow, went underneath 10 tefachim. Rowin kol sheilu yinatel, akumisa vein bein zel azesh shloisha, ein tzarach lavi korah cheres. If the dip part, if you would remove the whole curve part, and you still had lavud of 3 tefachim between the two, so then obviously it's okay. Vimlav, however, if you have more than 3 tefachim of the dip, and the dip is either above 20 amos or outside the chatzar or below 10 tefachim, vimlav tzarech lahavi korah cheres. It's not kosher. So that's the chiddush of the akuma to teach us that halacha. Ask the Gemara hanami pshita. That's also obvious. Answer the Gemara he besoch mavi vakamisa chutz mavi tzrichle. If it's outside the mavi, that's still a chiddush. Ma'od the same lechush dilma asi lamshuchi basrei. You might have thought even if it's less than 3 tefachim, if a piece of the korah is outside the chatzer, even if the gap of the rainbow is less than 3 tefachim, you might have thought it's still a problem because if part of the koma is outside the mavo, if part of the korah is outside the mavo, why aren't we worried that somebody's going to think it goes all the way out there? You can carry even outside the mavo. Kamash malad that we're not worried about that since most of the korah is inside the mavo, we're not worried if a little piece. As long as you have 3 tefachim inside, we're not worried about that. It's taka chiddush. I mean, if a piece of the mavo is outside, why aren't we worried? The guy's going to carry. He's going to look up. Oh, I'm still within the korah. But apparently we're not worried about that. Okay. If it's round, we view it as if it's square. Agula ronosa kiilu himurbas. Hasu lamali. What do we need to teach me rowan in a fourth case? You already told me rowan in the strength. And rowan, if it's round, we view it as if it's inside. So what do I need another row in? That if it's round, I view it as if it's a square. Hasu lamali, seifa et strichale. You needed to teach me the chiddush din of the seifa. Kol sheish be'kefa shlosha tefachim, anything that circumference is three tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. That's what you need it for. To teach me the formula. Says the Gemara, mina hane mile. The Gemara asks, how do we know this formula? How do you know the formula? Just try it. Just measure it. What do you mean, how do you know the formula? However, the Rishonim say here that the Gemara's Kasha, how do you know the formula, means like this. It means the formula is not exact. Not exact. It's not three times what? As the Rambam writes in his Perish and Mishnayis to this Mishnah, that it's actually closer to three and a seventh. So the Rambam writes, three and a seventh. However, the Chachamim were Koveya, the Halacha, that something that is three times the circumference, you are allowed to consider the inside as a tefach, because they didn't have such exact measuring tools. So the Halacha established that in that way. And therefore the Gemara is asking, since it's not exact, where did the Chachamim get the right to establish it that way? So explains the Tosfos HaRosh. The Torah is teaching us that 3 to 1 is a legit shear. So says to the Psukim. So says Tosfos HaRosh. Where did we learn it from? Brechot Shlomo. If you ever gone to visit that in Eretz Yisrael, or Yamshel Shlomo. You ever know why one of the commentaries is called the Yamshel Shlomo? Because of the special pools that Shlomo HaMelech made for the Kohanim to dip into. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash in Melachim Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, it states, Vayas es hayom mutzak, eser ba'amu misvaso atzvaso, ogul saviv. It was 10 amos wide, and it was round. V'chomesh ba'amu komaso, 10 amos deep. V'kav shloishim ba'amu yosef oso saviv. And it had a 30 amos circumference. There you have it. Asks the Gemara Vayka Svaso, but wasn't there a rim on the outside of it? Answer the Gemara Papa Svaso, Svas Parach Shoshen Ksivbe. It's written like it had the width of a lily, Shoshan. Common misconception that a Shoshana is a rose. My daughter's name is Shoshana, and she was named for somebody named Roiza. Yeah, we made that mistake also. A Shoshana is not really a rose. It's a lily. It's a lily. For those botanists who study it, sorry to burst the bubble of all the people named Shoshana. You think they call her rose. It's a common mistake. And anyway, Svas Perach Shoshen Ksivbe. It's like the width of a lily. It was a mashu. Dixiv V'avyo Tefach Usfaso Kemaises Svas Kos Perach Shoshen Alpayim Bas Yochil. It held, keep that in mind, 2,000 bas. A bas is 3 sa'a. So it held 6,000 sa'a. Well, that's going to be very important in a moment. So keep that in your head. Says the Gemara, what about that mashu? What about mashu? Says the Gemara, ki kachashim yigavai kachashiv. No, we're only considering the circumference on the inner part of the rim. We don't care about the rim at all. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Chia taught in the Braisa, Yam she'asa Shlomo, Yam shel Shlomo, the yam that Shlomo made, haya machzik, mea v'chamisha mikvah ta'ara. 150, 40 sa'a mikvahs. Okay, you ready for the math problem now? This thing, this contraption held 150, 40 sa'a mikvahs. Says Gemara, wait a minute. Michdi, let us see. Mikvah kama havi arboim sa'a kidisanya v'rachatz es besaro b'mayim. B'mei mikvah, kol b'saro, mayim shekol gufo ola bahen, v'kamehen ama al ama barum shalosh amos. 3 cubic amos is a mikvah. 3 cubic amos. V'shiru chachamim mei mikvah arboim sa. So 3 cubic amos is 40 sa. Kamahavaluhu chamesh mea garmide. Now, in this thing, it had 500 cubic amos. Because 10 amos wide and 10 amos long. So if you would have a square, it would be 500 right? You have 10 by 10 and 5 deep. So that's 500 cubic amas if it were a square. Litlus mea. Mea. Litlus mea mea. 300 cubic amos would hold. At this point, the Gemara is assuming it was squared off. We'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to ask about it. It's rounded off. Litlus mea. 300 cubic amos mea. Would have 100 mikvahs. You just told me that 3 cubic amos has 1 mikvah. So 300 cubic amos would have 100 mikvahs. Ulamea v'chamshin, another 150 cubic amos, chamshin. So ba'arba meas v'chamshin sagi. 450 square amos. 450 square amos should have 150 mikvahs. This had 500 cubic amos. Now we're going to see in a second, it really didn't. It had 3/4 of that. We'll see in a minute. Says the Gemara, no, hani mili biribua, yeah. That would be, if it would be a square, it would be 10 by 10, 5 deep, it would have 500 cubic amos, so you should be able to have a lot more than 150 mikvahs. But yam shasa shlomo ogul haya, it was round, so it was 3/4 of that. Says the Gemara, wait a second, so 3/4 of 500, michti, kama maruba yeser ala ogul, revia. How much more area, thank you, AJ, how much more area does a square of 10 by 10 and 5 deep, how much more area does the surface area of the 10 by 10 have of a circle inscribed, that's the way we say it, AJ, right, inscribed, a circle inscribed in a 10 by 10 square, it has one-third more area on the outside. It's 1/4 of the total. So if your surface area is 100 of a square of 10 by 10, it's 100. The circle that's inscribed is 75. The circle would be 75, 3/4 of it. Revia kama, right? It's 25, 1/3 more. 25 more of the 75, 1/3 more, or 1/4 of the total of 100. Kama maruba yeser ala ogul. How much does a square have over a circle? Revia. So let's do the math. La arba mea mea. So 400 square amos would have 100 mikvahs. Mea. Ula mea. And to 100, Esr v'chamisha, you have 25. Meyak, 100 cubic amos, you'd have 25. Because you have 70, right? Minus 75. So Hani, Meyav Esr v'chamisha avalu. If you do the math, again, if you had, you're right, if you had 500 cubic amos, then, you know, if you had 450 cubic amos, that would be 150 mikvahs. But now, so the Gemara asked, but 500, you have so much more. So the Gemara says, no, but wait a second. How many can you take off? If you do the math, let's do that one more time. Let's do the math one more time. Now, so how much is a square more than a circle? 1/4 more, right? So it's 3/4, right? A circle is 3/4 of the area of a square. So, la arba mea, if you had 400 square amos, mea, you'd only have 100 mikvahs because, right, you have to take off 100. It's like 300. 400 square cubic amos becomes 300 because the circle cuts out 1/4. So 400 cubic amos would give you 100 mikvahs. 400 cubic amos really becomes 300 cubic amos in a circle. If you have 400, would be a square, would be a circle. Now, yeah, here you have 500. So if you had the way the Gemara does the math is like this. 400 becomes 300 because a circle is 3/4 of a square. So 400 mikvahs would give you really 300, which would be 100 mikvahs. Ulamea and the other 100 to make 500. The other 100 becomes 75. That gives you 25 mikvahs. So if you have 500 cubic amos, you only have 125 mikvahs. So what are you telling me? It's 150 mikvahs. It's only 125. Hani Me'Besim Chamish Havlu. Raise your hand if you didn't follow that. I'll do it one more time if you didn't follow it. We have here 500. In Shlomo's thing, you had 500, but you had a circle within 500. So the way the Gemara does the math is, 400 becomes 300, and the extra 100 becomes 75. 300 leaves you 100 mikvahs. 75 leaves you 25 mikvahs. It's only 125 mikvahs, not 150. Answers the Gemara. Tani Rami by Cheskel, Yom Shasa Shlomo, Shalosh Amos Tachtonos, Mirubaos. Ushtai Melionos Agulos. Wow. The Yam that Shlomo made, the bottom three Amos were squared off 100 by 100, 10 by 10. It's only the top two Amos deep. Only two Amos deep, that was a circle. That was a circle within 10 by 10. An inscribed circle within a square that's 10 by 10. Only the top two Amos. Wow. So, comes out, it's exactly 150 if you do the math. Because the bottom three Amos were square. So, wait a minute. So, that means you have right over there 10 by 10 by 3 deep. So, right over there, 10 by 10 by 3 deep, right over there you have 300 cubic Amos. That's 100 mikvahs right there. You have 100 mikvahs right there. And now the top, only the top two Amos, that, if you do the math, that gives you exactly 50 mikvahs. Because that leaves you with 150 cubic Amos over there. Because if it was squared off 2 by 100, that would be 200 cubic Amos. But you have to do 3/4 of that. Namely 150. 150 cubic Amos is 50 mikvahs. So you have 100 in the squared off bottom three tvachim and 50 in the rounded off top two tvachim. That's 150 mikvahs. Says the Gemara. Nehi de'ib chalomatis armas. Disfaso aluxiv ela emachada. Who told you it was 3 squared off and 2 rounded? Maybe it was 4 and 1. Says the Gemara. It says there that the mikveh held 6,000 sa'a. Bas kam avit shlosh sa'a. A bas is 3 sa'a. Tichsiv maisar habas menakor. It's a tenth of a kor, which is, and a kor is 30 sa'a, so a bas is 3 sa'a, a tenth of a kor. Da'avalu shisa alfe gerize. If you do the math, it's got to be 6,000 sa'a. 6,000 sa'a is exactly 150 times 40. 150 mikvahs times 40 is 6,000 sa'a. Says the Gemara, V'oksiv machzik batim shloishes alofim. Doesn't it say 3,000? It's instead of 2,000 bas, you have another puzzle that says 3,000 bas. Answer the Gemara, ahula gudsha. That's a reference to the fact that if you would put dry substance in something that fits 2,000, you could actually fit 50% more piling it up above the rim. If it's liquid, it only fits 2,000. But if it was dry, let's say wheat, in a something that holds 2,000 core of wheat, of liquid, could hold 3,000 core. You could pile it up 50% more going above the thing. Amar Abaye, Shma Mina, Hai Gudsha, Tilsahave. We see from this that anytime you're piling something up over an open thing, you could fit 1/3 more. Meaning if you could fit 2,000, so you could fit an extra 1,000, which is 1/3 of the grand total of 3,000, 1/3 milgat, 50% more. You could pile up 50% more of dry stuff in an open vessel. Utnanami, so too we learned in the Mishnah, in Kalim and Alos, Shida, Teva, Umigdal, Kaveras Hakash, the Kaveras Hakonim, Ubor Sfina Alexandrius, a pit in a boat that's used to store water, or a large basket made out of straw or made out of reeds, Apri Sheshlen Shulaim, even though they have a bottom, it's flat, If they could hold 40 sa of wet, of liquid, 60 sa, two core, one core is 30 sa, 60 core, I'm sorry, 60 sa, two core, which is 60 sa, it holds 40 sa of liquid, whatever could hold, whatever basket holds 40 sa of liquid, could hold one third more. 60 sa, really 50% more, but one third of the total. 60 core of our tahorin. So such a kli is so big. If it's machzik arbarim sa, it's too big to be mekabel tuma. It's not a kli that's mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. It's too big. So what's the size? It could hold 40 sa, two core of dry. I'm sorry. Yeah, two core. One core. Excuse me. Sorry, 40 sa of dry, 60 sa, two core of yavesh. It's tar. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, l'chayayin she'amru, doesn't mean two lechis. Generally, a lechi, that's machshir mavoi, govan asar tvachim, a lechi has to be 10 tvachim high, rachban avyon kolshu, and the width can be any width at all. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rachman Shlosha Tfachim. Rabbi Yossi says the width has to be three Tfachim. L'chayayin Shem, the Gemara says, is this L'chayayin like Rabbi Lezer's sheet? The Lehmetan Stamach, Rabbi Lezer, Domer, that you need two lechis? L'chayayin mean, lo, my L'chayayin L'chayayin Dam. It just means a lechi in general. Ihachi, Kora, Nami, Niste, Koros. Umay Koros, Koros to Alma. Why don't you say the same thing by a Kora? Hachi Kama. Osan L'chayayin, Shnechlu, Ben Rabbi Lezer, V'chachamim. Govan asar tvachim, v'rachman avin kolshu. Says the more, v'kama kolshu. It's a funny kasha. What do you mean, how much is kolshu? Kolshu is kolshu. No, apparently not. Tani Rabbi Chiya, afilu kichud asarbo. He held it's mamish even like a string. Other kolshus, not all kolshus are created equal, apparently. The Ritva writes, you see in Shah, sometimes a kolshu doesn't mean like mamish, a mashu, mashu. A microscopic molecular size. It's got to have something. Like the tailor's thread. Tana, asa lechi lechatzi mavoi. Let's say you made a lechi halfway into the mavoi. Ein lo lechatzi mavoi. So you're allowed to carry in half of the mavoi. Hanami pshita. Isn't that obvious? Mal the same lechish dem asi lishtam mushe bikulei. You might think, if the lechi is halfway into the mavoi, maybe it'd be chayshish. If you carry in half the mavoi, people are going to come to carry in the other half. Kamash malan, that no, you're allowed to carry in the half that you have a lechi. Amarava, asa lechi lemavi v'gbiyu menakaka shlosha. If the lechi is more than three tvachim off the ground, osha fligu menakosa shlosha, or it's more than three tvachim away from the entrance, lo yasev alo klub, it's no good. V'afilu Roshim Gamliel da Amar Amrinan Lavud, that you say Lavud up till four, hani mili lemala, ava lemata, but close to the ground, kevin da havi mechitza shakdoim bokimba, since even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says usually you say loved by four, that's sideways or above. But on the ground, if goats can get through it, so if it's more than three and goats can get through it, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees it's a problem. Loika Amar, very interesting. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rachvan, Shloisha Tvachim. Rabbi Yossi says that a lechi has to be three Tvachim wide. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Alach, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Behilme, Velo Belchayayim. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Oh, a little chazar hilcha Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi said you're allowed to make a little bit of salt water. Rabbi Yossi said even a little bit is usher. We hold a little salt water is okay. A lot, like you would use for tanning, is no good. Rabbi Yossi said a little bit is even a little bit is no good. V'lobel chayayin. We don't pass like him by lechi. Amalei Rav Huna Brachinana. Behilmi Amrislan. Bilchayayin lo Amrislan. So they said to Rav Yosef, who forgot his learning. Rav Yosef said, we don't follow him in either case. So Rav Huna said to him, Rebbe, by Hilmi you told us you don't follow him, but by Lechis you never told us. So, Maishna, Behilmi, depli Rabban Ale. Lechayayin I believe Rabban Ale. Rav Yosef said, the logic in both is the same. Yachid v'rabim. Halakha Rabban. Amale, Shani Lechayayin, Mishim Dekoy Rebbe Kavase. No. Lechi's different. Rebbe holds like him. But we don't follow him in either case. Rav Ruchumi Masni Hachi. I'm going to read the Breda of Shmuel by Hashem Shmei the Rav. Ein Alach Rav Yos Lo Bim Lo Bil Chayayin. Amar Lei. Amrit, did you say this? Amalu, lo, I didn't say it. Amarava, hi Elohim. He swore to Lashon Shvuah. Amara, he did say it. Ugarmirna lamine, I learned it from him, but he backed out. My time at Kahadabe, why did he back out? Bishim to Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. Because we know, generally speaking, Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. He had a good svara. Rabbi Yossi had a clear svaras. Amalei Rabbi Rabbi Chanan Abai, Hilchas Amai, what's the halach over here? Amalei Pukhazi Mayama Debar. Go out and see the way people make Erevs. That's the way you want it to pass. And go see what people do. What are people doing? Even Amashihu. People were not passing like Rabbi Yossi. And that's the way we hold. Some say, this is on Divma Chlogas, Ashosamayim Litsamo. If a person's thirsty and he drinks water, Omer Shahakal Nebidvaro. You say a Shahakal beforehand and afterwards nothing. Oh, we had a Chazar of Shabbos and a Chazar of Brachas. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, the Bracha Rishona is Borei Nefashos Rabbos Vachasron Kamash Bras Bracha Rishona. Omelev Chanabai Hechzabaras Taloch Amalei Pukhazim Ayam Adabar. Go look outside and see what people are doing. We hold Shahakal in the beginning and Baruch Nefesh at the end. We hold that we do not follow Rabbi Yossi. We do follow Rabbi Yossi when he's arguing on one other Tana, because Nimuko Imo. But when it's Yachid V'Rabim, even though it's Nimuko Imo, we paskin Yachid V'Rab, Alach Rab. We don't follow Rabbi Yossi if there's a Rabim against him. Abaisai, have a wonderful day. I hope I explained the math well enough. I did my best to try to explain it quickly. But you could always listen to it again. I think I got it right, though. So have a wonderful day.